I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Officials in the Atlanta suburb of Mableton say raw sewage has been flowing into one of the Chattahoochee River's main tributaries since New Year's Eve. This after a pump failed at a water treatment plant. A Cobb County spokesman says it's unclear how much untreated wastewater flowed into Nickajack Creek or when it will be stopped. A state watershed compliance manager says water leaked into a part of the pump that housed electrical components, causing it to fail. The pump's backup system also failed. Despite the release of untreated wastewater into the river, the Cobb County spokesman says the county's drinking water supply is safe. While the 116th Congress convenes today with many new faces, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports one of them will be Georgia Democrat Lucy McBath.
McBath narrowly defeated Republican Karen Handel in November. She'll represent the 6th House District north of Atlanta for the next 2 years. Her platform includes expanding access to health care and gun safety after losing her son to gun violence 6 years ago. There will be more of an opportunity to make her voice heard as Democrats regain control of the House for the first time since 2011. The incoming class of representatives also has more women and is more racially diverse than any other group ever elected to the House. In all, 10 new senators and 100 new representatives will be sworn in. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Advocates for Atlanta's homeless population are pushing for new spaces to be open during the Super Bowl in order to keep people off the streets. They're calling for a now-closed arcade and mini golf course near the former Turner Field to be converted into a diversion center. According to the AJC, Fanplex is owned by the Atlanta Fulton County Recreation Authority. The proposal isn't for a shelter, but for somewhere open and safe for those experiencing homelessness. Fulton County Commission members question whether the proposal could be approved before the February 3rd game. They also wonder if the move would make financial sense for the Recreation Authority. Well, an offer by a Southwest Georgia police chief to test the purity of street drugs is making waves on social media. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The tongue-in-cheek offer? Bring your crack cocaine in, and we, the police, will make sure it's free of dangerous contaminants. The Colquitt Police Department Facebook page post has been shared thousands of times and made it to something like 250,000 people. But Colquitt Police Chief Hollis Smith says there is, of course, a catch.
We will give you 3 meals. You know, we will give you air conditioner and heat. You know, we'll give you a place to stay for a while, too.
That is to say, you will be arrested. So far, Smith says no one has taken him up on the offer. Smith also says while he's not offering amnesty for people that bring in their drugs, he will help them get into drug treatment if they ask for it. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And in sports, ribeye steaks, mac and cheese, creamed spinach, and creamed corn are the lead menu items 2018 Masters Golf Tournament winner Patrick Reed has selected for the Dinner for Masters Champions he'll host in April. Reed says he'll also serve grilled chicken, seafood, and a couple of healthier options. The traditional dinner for past Masters champions is one of the highlights of Masters Week in Augusta. This year's tournament runs April 11th through the 14th. And the Atlanta Hawks notched another L yesterday against the Washington Wizards, dropping their record to 11 wins and 26 losses for the season. The Hawks travel to Milwaukee tomorrow night to play the Bucks. Tip-off is at 8:30 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.